Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We're live currently on rogueserver.com/whoppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey this morning. We have a co-host, I suppose, named Hootis.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, nice, nice. I need to get some fitting bed music. Is it going to be loud? Is it playing in the right one? Oh, that's for some reason that. Okay. It's just you in a state of Alaska, I think, and maybe somebody else. So, we're just you could just fuck around. Wait, I need to find that because it was a good one. Oh, a few. Okay, what? Let's get the phone ringing. That's what we're here for. Shit, where's the? I need some numbers. There's that. Very exciting. Very early in the morning.
Thank you for calling Hyatt Place Baton Rouge. To reserve a room within a group block, touch 4. For inquiries regarding groups,
you are being transferred to
gallery host.
Calling Hyatt Place Baton Rouge. May I help you?
Hi, are you?
Hey, are you? Are,
oh, that's a good
oh,
bit of.
That's a good
We're
bit. We're.
We were doing like the
we
moon
were doing
people
like the moon
stuff.
people stuff.
I'm sorry?
We were following like the
we're
moon people
following like
doing
the
the
moon people
stuff. They
doing
went
the
into
stuff. They went
space
into space
yesterday.
yesterday.
The who people?
The moon people.
The moon people.
Noon people?
Yeah, the noon
Yeah, the
people.
noon people.
And what about them?
We were gonna come
We
down
were
there
gonna
to
come
watch
down there to watch
the moon
the
mission,
moon
but
mission, but like that happened
yesterday.
yesterday.
So I don't know what we're
I
gonna
don't know
do
what we're
now.
gonna do now.
Is there any
is there any of
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are there any other
Is there
events
any other
happening down
events
there
happening
that
down
might
there
be of
that
a
might be of a
similar
similar
significance?
significance?
Not that I can think of.
But you heard about
But
all
you
that
heard
moon
about all that
stuff?
moon stuff?
No, I have not.
Okay,
Okay, yesterday
they went on a mission
they went
around
on
the
a mission
moon.
around the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the first
Yeah,
one
it's
in
the
50
first one
years
in
and you
50
haven't
years
heard
and you
about
haven't
it.
heard about it.
I'll
I thought it
have to
was
look
a
into that.
I thought it was a
I thought
joke,
it
but
was
it's
a joke,
real
but it's
because I
real,
saw
because
it.
I
And
saw it. And
they went
they
whoosh.
went whoosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can help you with?
Like,
do you have a
do you
TV?
have a TV?
They just watch
They
it.
just watch it.
See what happens.
See what happens.
Us and that group of guys.
Group of guys.
You can join in
You
if you
can
want
join in
to.
if you want to.
Oh, baby, I like it. Oh.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
I want to make a reservation.
Oh, hey. You sure?
Is she there?
I think so. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
He is in a warehouse.
Hey.
How can I help you?
I like it raw.
Hey, are you allowed to say that?
Do you have it raw?
I don't know what he means. Okay, that's why I hang up.
I was talking about steak.
Oh, okay. Why is this so...
Your mind went all perv and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Why is this so... Like, this is, like, louder on the left channel. Is there any way I can make this mono? It's a good loop, but it's fucking in the right ear. So I guess we're gonna use this one again. I guess we're talking to hotels in Louisiana. We're near Baton Rouge.
I think my music's coming through both sides, but like on my end. If that's what you're talking about.
Oh no, it's just on my headphones. I can see the channels. It's all messed up. But I guess you're talking to them.
Cool.
Good morning, and thank you for discovering Renaissance. What can I help?
Hey. Good morning. I'm out back doing work, and I don't know. Do you know who got the donuts?
I'm sorry. One more time.
Do you know who got the donuts? Because I just had a special request, I guess.
I'm sorry. It's a little hard to understand you. The phone's breaking up a bit.
Yeah, it's pretty early. It's like 6:30 in the morning. I'm out back. I'm doing work.
You're in the back.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a delivery?
Yeah, we're doing work back here. And I was just wondering, do you know who got the donuts? Do you know who picked up the donuts?
No, I'm not sure who picked it up.
Here. Yo, because I can't eat donuts, and I don't, like, I didn't ask for donuts, but, like, I'm just saying, like, maybe next time it'd be nice, you know?
Okay. Yes, sir, I'm not sure who picked up the donuts.
What was your name, just so I can tell them, like, I talked to somebody? Because they're pissed. What's your name?
My name is Keith.
Hi.
Clarkie. My name.
Oh, cool. All right. I wasn't sure if you could hear me.
Yeah, it's a little broken up, to be honest, but I'm making it out a little bit.
Yeah, just some fucking hash browns, you know? You know what?
Hash browns.
Like, instead of, like, yeah. Like, you know, half and half, like, out of respect or whatever. Not everybody eats donuts, you know?
Yeah. And are you staying at the hotel?
It's like I'm working out back. Have you gone out back? There's a bunch of us working.
No, sir, I haven't been out there.
Hash browns. Did you? Can I ask you a question a little bit on a different topic? Please.
I'm sorry, one more time. You're breaking up a bit.
Tune. Can I just ask you a question really quick?
Oh, he's gone. You're actually coming through real clear packet-wise. It's just your location.
Oh, like background noise?
Yeah.
I don't have the best mic.
No, it's just that you're far away from the microphone. Oh, Jesus, that's loud.
Good morning. Thanks for calling for the Sweet Sound Sumo.
We're out back. We're loading up the docks and everything. There's no donuts out here.
There's no donut? What do you mean, donuts?
Usually there's donuts out here for us dock guys, but we're looking around in this, hiding right here of a donut.
Are you looking for a place to purchase donuts?
No, because you guys usually have the donuts back there, and we eat them, and they feel good and stuff.
Really? Are you outside?
Yeah.
We don't have donuts here at the hotel,
someone took them.
Let me go ask the guy in the back. Hold one sec. Okay, let me understand. Are you saying somebody took the donuts in the breakfast area?
No, like out by the loading docks. There's usually some donuts for us dock guys, but it's,
we don't have loading docks here. Are you sure you were calling the right hotel? I'm assuming the Town Place Suites?
Yeah.
Across from the hospital?
Yeah. We
don't have a loading dock.
What do you do for loading them?
It
might be a regional dialect difference. I'm not from Louisiana.
They load and load in by in the front of the hotel.
Huh.
We don't have a loading dock.
There's no like back door or anything.
No.
Well, we found the Swedish guy. The Swedish guy is too far. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/wappy. It is 6:42 and 6 seconds anti-meridian. It's April 2nd, 2026. It's the Weary Wappy Show. I feel that title's already been used, but I'm going to use it again because I can't. Well, what was, given to me by law or something. Oh, we're not going to do a long show tonight, or this morning. I'm just gonna go for maybe, an hour or so.
Did you happen to mention that it's like 6?
Yeah, 6 in the morning. It's 6:43 and 7 seconds, anti-meridian. Oh, it's your turn, I think.
Thank you for contacting 7 Brew. I am a virtual assistant here to help you get immediate answers to your questions and avoid the queue. I'd be happy to help with any general questions you may have. How can I help you today?
Can you help me?
Thanks so much for reaching out. The best way to connect with 7 Brew about a concern, question, or even a local inquiry for a review is to email us at info@7brew.com.
No, just give me to a fucking person, you piece of shit.
This helps us get your message to the right team quickly and provide the best support. Let us know if you need anything else.
Fuckhead.
We're always glad to help.
You fucker. You goddamn motherfucker. Fucking goddamn it.
If you're calling to track an online order placed through shop7brew.com...
Fucking goddammit. If you're... I've never swore ever in my life.
Dropping bombs.
I want to talk to a coffee place and just ask if they're open. Okay, there's places inside of a hospital, and that feels a little unethical to call. Okay, everything is opening soon. I think we need to move up.
It sounded
kind of the same. I think I'm gonna try again, or maybe you can try. I don't know.
Thank you for calling your Augusta McDonald's located at. Thank you for calling your Augusta McDonald's, located at 85 Bangor Street, Augusta, Maine, 04330. Hours of operation can be found on the McDonald's mobile app or signs at our restaurants. You have reached an automated voicemail system. Please listen to the following options so we can direct your voicemail to the correct individual. Please press 1 for feedback concerning your recent visit.
I got my chainsaw working. Oh, that's stupid. Wow. Oh, is this going to be the same phone man?
Thank you for calling your Augusta McDonald's, located at 209.
Real early in the morning, and your morning file jockey has been awake.
McDonald's
Jay. Hi, are you guys open yet?
Yes, I open at 5 every morning.
Okay, do you have that new premium sandwich that they've been rolling out?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, please.
A new premium sandwich they've been rolling out?
I have the spicy sausage egg muffin for breakfast.
Okay. Yeah. We were hearing about a premium product for sale down there, and we're just kind of wondering if we could get it this morning.
For the premium product sandwich?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything. I just have the spicy with that new collectible cods.
The collectible cods?
Yeah, the adult meal.
Oh. Well, we were here. It had like 3 slices of cheese and fried onions. He doesn't
3
know what it's called.
Slices of cheese and fried onions?
Yeah.
Oh, the arch burger.
That's the arch burger. We've had that for a while. Yeah, that's lunch only. It's called the Big Arch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about this sandwich?
It's got the lettuce, the arch sauce, the 3 pieces of cheese, quarter pounders, and it's got pickles and lettuce.
Yeah, and, like, how much does it cost usually?
I don't know right now on this register. It's breakfast only.
Okay.
Give me just a second. I got something on my headset. Hold on just a minute. Oh, da-da-da-da. I can tell you in just a second. Looks like it's $9.59 just for the sandwich.
It is kind of a premium price, but it is a premium product.
Correct. Anything else I can help you with?
What is it shaped like a big arch?
I'm sorry?
Oh, is it shaped like a big arch? I was just wondering.
It's shaped like, it's round like a sandwich, yeah.
Okay, we just want to know what we're getting into before we come down there.
I gotta let you go because I got a line and drive through.
All right, thank you. I love
you. Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. Do you want to talk to anything in particular?
Oh, anything.
Okay. Making mouth noises. I am. See, they're not expecting strange phone calls at 6 in the morning.
Hi, I'm out back right now. I don't know if you know anything about the situation, what's going on out here.
No.
There's a little bit of an issue. We're working, somebody brought donuts, and there wasn't anything for the people that don't eat donuts, and there was like a fight.
Okay.
Do you know who brought the donuts? Was it one of you guys? Or, I mean, not like, I don't care, but.
Yeah, you'd want to come in about 20 minutes or so and speak with Shelby, our store manager.
Okay.
Okay.
My name is Tom. You know, what was your name? Sorry.
My name is Eric.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. So in probably 20 to 30 minutes.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Speak to Shelby. Okay.
That's cool. I'm sorry to bother you. Did you see the guys go into the spaceship and the moon? And
thank you for calling your Waterville McDonald's located. Thanks for calling. Please leave a detailed message.
Oh, fuck. Oh. I want to press all the numbers. So one does that. It's probably three.
Thanks for contacting us. We appreciate your time. Please leave a detailed message.
No? Listen to this guy's boring.
Thank you for calling your Waterville McDonald's, located at 336 Main Street, Waterville, Maine, 04901. Hours of operation can be found on the McDonald's mobile app or signs at our restaurants. You have reached an automated voicemail system. Please listen to the following options so we can direct your voicemail to the correct individual.
Voicemails.
Thank you for calling your Winslow McDonald's, located at 9 China Road, Winslow, Maine, 04. Thanks for calling. Please leave a detailed message, including your name and contact information, so that we can return your call.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, I'm not. You got a message, I think. Are these all owned by the same fucker? A lot of.
Yo, how many ifs do you think that was?
I don't know.
Thank you for calling your Falmouth McDonald's. Thanks for contacting us. We appreciate your time. Please leave a detailed message, including the McDonald's location that you are contacting, the reason for the call, your name, and your contact information. We will be sure to get back to you.
Please leave a message after the tone.
A futile act of resistance against the system. So I guess all these McDonald's are owned by the same whatever. It's like they're all the same business or something.
McDonald's, how can I help you?
Hi, we're doing we were watching the people last night. They were going around the moon. Basically,
sorry, what?
Did you hear about this?
No.
Okay, last morning, they sent people around the moon in a spaceship. So we were wondering if you had any promotions for that.
Take the. I don't know what he's talking about.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, we were wondering if you were doing anything promotional for the spaceship.
The what ship?
The spaceship. They launched a rocket around the moon.
I have no control over that tar baskets here. We don't know.
You're not aware of any promotionals at this time?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hey, I think this is a great opportunity for the McDonald's brand to maybe, you know, get on board with something here. It's bigger than all of us combined. It's, people going around the moon. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm blowing out your ears this morning. Hey, Udis, it is your turn. What's your issue? Ma'am? Hello?
Damn.
She's clicking.
She said hang up, spam.
Do we call back? I want to talk to her. Just one call back. Come on, lady. I really want to talk to her, and I don't know why. Okay, she said no. Otis, it is your turn.
Thank you for calling Scarborough McDonald's, located at 220.
Oh, this fucking man.
Thanks for contacting us. We appreciate your time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's that man, that evil man. Oh, shoot.
Thank you for calling your Portland McDonald's.
What? That evil man, he's, you know. Maybe Taco Bell want to talk.
Hey, if you want to, like, help in any way, Mr. With... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taco Bell Portland.
Hey, I'm looking for the big guy.
He's up here. You know? No, he's not here.
Maybe you can help. Maybe you can help me.
What you need here?
I'm out back. There was an issue. I was hearing some noises at first. I'm out back, you know? Out and back of your
right.
place. Can you can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You know how the... You know how the...
Go ahead.
You know how the guys
talking
went to the moon like yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, I can see him.
I would call when he's here.
No. I'm looking up right now. I need it now. I need you now. I need your help.
You're outside the building?
Yeah, and I'm looking up at, and I can see him, you know? I see the guy. Well, you know how they went to the moon yesterday?
That was a delivery driver. He just took off. That's a delivery driver.
No, they went to the moon, baby. No, honey. They went to the moon. You know the moon? The moon. Can you hear me?
Oh, she hung up. I like your delivery of that. They went to the moon, baby.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to, like, add add a police siren down an alley or something I could work with.
I wanted to go, hey, but I also didn't. I wanted to see where that all went.
I was trying. It always ends up at the feet, though, when it ends up, you know, where I take it.
To talking to McDonald's.
To leave a message for someone, press 1. To get...
Oh, really slow this morning. We're not gonna go long, like I said. We're just gonna do maybe an hour. Hour half max.
South First, Duncan Emily speaking. How can I help you?
There are no donuts out here for us.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
There were no donuts out here for us.
We have donuts.
No, because we come around back and there's usually a box of donuts there for us to have, but there's nothing this time around.
What do you mean by that?
We're the guys who drive the cars and stuff, and usually there's a box of donuts for us, but there wasn't this time, and all the boys have been pretty mad about it.
I'm not sure. Do you buy a box of donuts every morning?
No, they're just out there.
Where?
Around the back of the building. We drive the car there. We do the car driving.
Like in the drive-through area or like back of the building?
Oh, it's kind of. It always usually ends up at like the feet.
I'm not totally sure. So, are you talking about like a 12-count box?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And you don't pay for those at all?
Oh, they're just there, and we take them.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's been doing that. We're definitely not supposed to do that. Did you talk to somebody about that, or...?
No, because we drive the car, and ever since we started driving the car around there, there's been, like, donuts there for us.
I'm actually going to give you to my manager, so you can talk to her about this, because I'm awfully confused.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, this is Kay. How can I help you?
Hi, Kay. I'm Jacoby. I'm one of the guys that drives the car around. We drove the car around this morning, and there were no donuts out there for us.
Which car are you talking about?
I drive Honda, but I think he drives an Econoline.
Right. Which one? Did you have like a mobile order? Did you
No box.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Every day there's usually just a box out there for us. And we've been taking it and eating it. It's been pretty good.
Are you sure you have the right Dunkin' location?
Yeah.
This is South Paris, 169 Main Street.
South Paris, 169 Main Street, yep.
I'm not sure. There shouldn't be. We typically don't do that unless it's for donation, and that's something that happens like through the like registers inside. We don't typically leave out boxes for people. Are you? I'm sorry to repeat myself. Are you sure you're not looking for Norway, maybe?
No, you're in South Paris. Am I in trouble?
I'm very confused because we've all been explicitly told that giving away product for free like that isn't allowed and we could risk our own jobs. So I'm just wondering.
Oh, you guys are getting in trouble.
Yeah. I'm just wondering why specifically, how that's been happening.
I mean, it doesn't look like any of your guys placed it there, but when we came by this morning, it was definitely not there.
Okay.
If that
do you have any idea who's been leaving it out there?
We come by in the morning, and it's just there. We drive the cars.
Where is it usually? Like, is it by the dumpster? Is it by the front door?
It's kind of like in between. Like sometimes, you know, by the door, and then sometimes, usually the times it is for it to be about the dumpster around it, for it.
Okay, that's very strange. I'm sorry, honey. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who's been leaving them out there for you. But as far as I know, none of my employees have been the ones to leave them out.
Do you know what flavors it usually is then? Because we just come by. It does kind of sucks that we get to buy it whenever we usually got it for free. But we could just come and buy the donuts.
Okay, so you wanted to know what flavors we have?
What flavors are usually in that box?
I have no idea of the box that you're talking about, honey. I don't know.
Because I remember there was like one that had like a blueberry, and one that was a chocolatey. Oh, and there's coffee. There's coffee. There's coffee. There's coffee. So there's like the donuts, and then there's the coffee.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Those are usually the donuts, and then there's a coffee.
And a coffee.
Yeah, and we just split it amongst all four of us.
Okay. You're welcome to come in and buy donuts from us, but like I said, I have no idea. I've never heard of this box thing before today. As far as I'm aware, none of my employees have been leaving out boxes for you guys, so I'm not really sure what's going on.
Okay. Because we lift the lid up and there it is.
In the dumpster?
I'm not the one who actually like gets it. That's my associate. He usually gets them.
Me.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly, but he was looking at me. They said no donuts.
Okay. Well, what is it that you were hoping that I could help you with as far as that goes?
I don't know.
Like I said, you are more than willing to come in and buy donuts, but like I said, I have no idea what's happening with that box. I have no idea. It shouldn't be any of my employees. I'm pretty positive it isn't. It could be a customer that's been leaving them out there for you, but as of right now, there's really nothing I can do unless you come in and purchase it yourself.
Okay, check back tomorrow and see if they're there again.
I would discourage it. Simply because if it is an employee, they really aren't supposed to be doing that without purchasing it. But I don't know.
We usually get them from the box.
Right.
I already told you about how there's no box out there. Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no box out there, but we usually get them from the box, though.
Right, but yeah. That box had to have come from somewhere within our store, and like I said, like my employees are highly discouraged from taking boxes of product and giving it to people for free.
I mean, it didn't look like an employee placed it there.
Did you see who placed it there?
No.
Right, then we don't know if it's an employee doing this or not.
Me.
That's the driver. My associate, he has the Econoline. He's usually the one who gets them for us.
Okay.
It's a van.
What was it?
It's a van.
The van?
Yes, a van.
Man.
Did you say that you're new on the job?
I'm not new.
Oh.
I've been working at this particular location for a year now and for Duncan for 3 years. And I have never heard anything about someone leaving a box outside for people to pick up full of our products.
Yeah,
which is why I was wondering if you were looking for a different location that perhaps does that.
You sound new.
Hello?
Oh, he's checking the starter of the van. He's been doing this longer than I've been doing it.
Okay.
But I think he's, because you've been there for a year.
I've been at this location for a year.
We've been doing it like every day for like 10 years.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I can definitely run it by my, one of the managers that's here, and I can run it by the actual store manager, but I am positive that we have nothing.
No.
Well, I have to go. If you have any additional questions, you can call this number again, and we can try to sort this out. But as of right now, I don't see how there's any solution to what you've called me for. I'm not sure how to help you with this other than what I've said before, which is you're obviously welcome to come in and buy your own donuts, but I know nothing about the situation. And I haven't heard of it.
Do you know what flavors it usually was, though?
No, I have no idea about anything in the box. I don't know what flavors it typically is. I don't know who's been setting it out there for you guys. I don't know anything about that. So I'm going to hang up. If you're able to figure out who's been leaving it there, please call me back, and I'd be more than happy to help you figure stuff out. But other than that, there's really nothing I can do for you.
Could you just, because next time, can you just tell him to keep the box a little more close? Because we had to like scuffle the rat.
What?
We had to scuffle the rat to get to the donuts.
Right, because it was left in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine there would be rats.
We had to scuffle. We had to shoo them.
Right. I'm going to hang
no
up.
No rats in the
have
van.
Have a good day.
No rats in the van, though.
Thank you. Oh no. That went longer than I thought it would. Do you want to talk to... Oh, you can talk to Burger King. They're right next door.
Yeah.
If they have a real person. I think they're gonna pick up. Something called Big Apple.
Yeah.
Some sort of convenience store gas station thing.
South Paris Big Apple, can I help you?
Hi, can you, like, explain that to me? Like, what it... If you don't mind, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm sorry to bother you. Can you, like, what is big... didn't...
Oh, she hung up.
Yeah, she did.
Do you want me to talk to her? What were you trying to figure out?
South Paris Big Apple, can I help you?
I'm sorry, my phone got disconnected.
Yes, I couldn't hear you very well. It sounded like you were in a tunnel, so I hung up to see if it would help, if you could call back. What could I do for you?
Like, where is this tunnel, go?
I'm sorry?
Where does the tunnel go down here? We're supposed to come down there.
You're supposed to come to South Paris?
Yeah. We're kind of lost at the tunnel, though. We're not sure, which way to go.
At the tunnel?
Yeah.
I don't know where the tunnel is.
Because we were wondering what you were.
What I am?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're asking, sir. You're not making sense.
We're okay.
Okay, please don't call back. Goodbye.
I love you. I was doing a Hootis impression. Well, there's another Big Apple just right down the street.
Nice.
John speaking.
Hey, Sean, I'm from the other Big Apple, right down the street.
Yep.
Do you know what's going on with the situation with...
I can hardly hear
what's
you.
What's her name? Can you hear me now?
I really can't hear what you're saying. You're the other Big Apple?
Yes.
Try that. I can't hear what you're saying.
What's that? Say what?
Call the black phone in the office. Call this place.
Call back the what?
Call the black phone.
What?
I can't understand what you're saying.
I think I can hear you. 444? Did you just say 444?
I don't... No, I'm talking to a customer.
Oh.
Have a good one.
So, hey...
Yeah,
hey,
so... Yeah.
Do you know what's going on with it?
Our cards are working good. No, we can run cards in this store. It's the next store that I can. What are you not being able to run any cards?
Yeah, it's all
stuck. I don't know. We are operating fine at the moment.
Huh. Maybe I should unplug it.
Yeah, try that. We haven't had to.
Yeah. You got any customers?
I don't at the moment.
No. Has it been busy?
Yeah, it has. It's pretty well average.
Yeah.
As busy as it usually.
You know the guys that went to the moon yesterday? Did you see that?
I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, they went up to the moon. First time in 50 years.
I see that.
I love that.
Who's so that in the back? Can I talk? Can I talk to her?
All right. She's wait. I will hand the phone to her after. She's waiting on a customer.
That's cool.
Nice. Well, put the change card. Remember, I needed it yesterday. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, from the other store and stuff.
Right. Hello?
Hey, honey.
Hey, how's it going?
Did you see the guys going to the moon yesterday? They went.
Nope, I didn't even look.
Running around the moon? They went around the moon and, like, saw some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. They, like, saw stuff, and so now we're kind of like, what? Hey, I want to say I love you, like, from the bottom of my heart.
Yep.
Okay. What's going on?
Can you? Oh, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're all living another day. I just want to say I love you. And, you know, I wish you the peaciest peace and blessed, most blessing, most lovely, beautiful, sunshiny, flower-filled, loving, happy, and, like, you know, like, filthy, silly of a day. And I love you.
All right.
I'm not from the other store. I'm just stupid.
I kind of tell.
I'm stupid. But I still love you anyway. I don't care.
What? What interesting accents. I concur. Wait. Someone said Bigger Apple. How many Big Apples are there? Because I could say I'm from the Bigger Apple. Oh, God. Why? What, none of my stuff's where it should be. I'm going to put this window here, even though it doesn't go there. Saying you're from the Bigger Apple's really dumb, but I want to say it.
Going to Big Apple, Isaac speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Elijah. We're from the Bigger Apple.
Oh, the Bigger Apple, of course.
Yeah. How do we, like, get you to, like, join us?
We don't.
Please?
Yeah, have a nice day, my friend.
We emerge and have a really big apple then. Oh, I'm smelling live. I think we're going to do a couple more calls and then I'm going to... Oh, that's live lip air noises. Kind of in zombie mode right now.
Did you have coffee?
No.
I haven't been to bed yet. Oh, Dunkin' Donuts. Do you want to talk to them?
I can try.
Well, they answer their phone. Some manner of cafe.
Hey, I'm from the other one. Did you see the... Can you hear me? Did you see the thing yesterday?
Yeah.
Around the moon? Did you see the people go around the moon?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I'm from the other one.
You're from where?
The other one.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, did you see the moon? The moon people go around the moon yesterday? They went around the moon.
No, they didn't. I don't think they did. I think they just... Yeah, okay. I'm not having this conversation.
On Artemis.
Thank you.
Man.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, they faked it. You think they faked it? I'm with you. She totally should have had that conversation.
Yeah, she should have. Daddy-O's Diner?
Daddy-O's, can I help you?
We're with the moon people.
What's that?
We're with the moon people. They are wondering if we could do something down there.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're trying to say.
This is Daddy-O's Diner?
It is Daddy-O's, yes.
We're with the moon people.
Okay.
We want to organize something down there.
Okay, well, the boss is not in for a couple weeks, so I'm not sure about... When are you thinking?
Maybe tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, it probably is not going to happen because she's not around. She's in Pennsylvania, so...
Where's Daddy-O?
Probably not anything... Huh?
Is Daddy-O there?
No, that's what I'm saying. She's not here.
Okay. It's a small group. We want to watch them go around the moon.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but probably not here. You may want to check around somewhere else.
We have television sets.
Yeah, we have a couple.
We could watch them go around the moon then? My Hooters impression. Deer processing? Is that something we can talk to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
You have to talk to Deer Process. A bakery.
This mailbox is not currently accepting messages because voicemail has not.
We could call butchers. It's not something I've ever done before. It's been a while since we've talked to, grocery stores.
Yes, Southern Market.
Hey, do you hear me up there banging? Right now?
Bobby?
I'm doing work. Hey, I'm doing work down here. And this is your neighbor, Tom. And
no.
I was wondering if you can hear this up there.
No.
Huh? No? You don't hear it? I'm under...
Hello?
I'm digging a tunnel. Huh? Who is this? Hello?
Oh, I heard a click, but there's still that same level of fuzz. Try again. Webb's Market.
Webb's Market.
Hey. This is Tom from next door.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you tell me if you guys can hear this?
I have what?
Like from where you're at, I'm banging.
Yeah,
we're doing work under here. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't.
Nope, I don't hear any banging.
Listen.
No.
This here. Do you hear that up there?
No.
I think we're right under you at this point.
Yep. Okay, and I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear this?
No, on the phone.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, on the phone, but not in the store.
This here?
Not in the store.
You don't hear any of the pipes or the frame? I'm in a tunnel, and I think I'm right underneath you.
Maybe
no. Is it loud in
cellar?
There or quiet?
It's quiet in here.
I don't. You don't have. Do you have a basement?
I do have a basement.
I didn't think you did, but if you do, yeah, I'm under that.
Okay, so this
here.
There.
Listen.
Huh? All right. Let me go towards the basement and see if I can hear it. Hold on.
Please.
All right, go ahead in the basement.
All right, let me just do it.
Nope.
I'm gonna keep digging.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep digging then. We're gonna keep digging then. You know, did you see the guys going to the spaceship yesterday? Or the guys going to the moon?
Nope.
Yeah, they went to the moon and they saw some stuff. They went around it. They like did a loop around it. They did like a U-turn. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, wow. But nope, I didn't hear any of it. So do whatever you're doing.
They saw some. No, they saw some crazy stuff, yo.
Okay, if I hear it, I'll let you know, okay?
Hey, do you guys want to hang out? We're gonna look up at the moon and try to see the guys.
Oh, well, there we go.
Do you wanna join us?
No.
Are you cool?
She's not cool.
I like it.
I love the whole moon thing. Because it's real. I'm stupid, and I thought that wasn't real, but it was real. Okay, I think I'm going to do a call, and then you're going to do a call, and I think that's going to be it for this this very rare 741 and 41 seconds anti-meridian Eastern Standard Daylight Saving Time April 2nd, 2026 show on rogueserver.com/wuppy. If you're one of the three listeners in the thing, and if you're Huda Siddhartha, welcome.
I'm going to skip my turn. I got to do something.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for doing it.
Thank you for calling your friendly Lewiston Shaw's, located on the corner of East. Sorry, we did not receive a valid response. For store hours and location information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3. For our floral department. One moment, please.
Bakery.
Hi, are you? You're the bakery.
Yeah.
Someone said we could come. Like one of your bakery people, they said we could come in.
For what?
We were gonna do like. Did you hear about what happened yesterday?
No.
There are plenty of people around the moon.
The phone's breaking up. What did you say?
They're putting people around the moon. Oh, we wanted to watch it there with you guys.
Oh, I have no clue. I haven't heard about this.
It happened yesterday. They sent Artemis 2, and it has three mans, one woman, and they're going around the moon.
Huh.
We just wanted to come down and see if we could see it from there.
Oh. Well, I know we don't have any TVs showing it.
I was wondering more if we could get, like, bakery, like, roof access.
Oh, no, they're not going to let you guys do that.
We have a periscope. They'd probably use that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let anyone go on the roof.
Can we get chimney access, then?
You'd have to call back and ask for the manager of the store.
Well, that's why we're calling the bakery, though, because you guys have the chimney.
Yeah, that wouldn't be up to us, but I'm sure they're going to tell you no, but if you want to call back and ask for the store director, they can tell you.
And you want to try to find the people, then?
Yeah, hold on.
Morning, Drew Smith. Can I help you?
Smith, we're trying to. Did you hear what happened yesterday?
No. They just paged me to pick up line one.
Well, basically, we wanted to come down there to watch the moon people.
Watch the what?
The moon people. Yesterday they sent a rocket to the moon, around the moon, and we wanted.
Okay.
We wanted to come down there and see if you guys wanted to watch it with us.
Okay.
Now, we could get, like, better view up, like, get closer to the guys if we were able to, like, secure ourselves to the roof, maybe hoist ourselves up.
Yeah, we can't allow people up on our roof, unfortunately.
Why?
Because it's a safety hazard. If someone was to fall off or something was to happen, we'd be in big trouble.
But we have ropes and stuff. We can get secured.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow that anyway. And it wouldn't matter how secure. We just can't have the public up on the roof.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Is there any way we can get on your shoulders?
Not that I think of.
Why?
Well, can't help you.
How big are you?
Not that big.
I'm 5'10" and a half.
Yeah, I'm even shorter than that.
Well, can I put you on my shoulders?
That won't help me. I don't care about seeing the people on the moon.
But they're up there. They're circling around. It's three men's and one woman's.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they're on TV though.
It's a Canadian man there too.
Oh, cool!
He's the first Canadian to be around the moon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Got it.
Well, anyway, we just can't have anything on the roof. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but I don't know about other businesses in the area. Might be able to help you.
Do you want to get a picture with you with the moon people?
No, I'm all set. I'd have to sign the release.
The release?
But thank you for offering.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I love you. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Welcome to the show. Are you still here? Did you do something? Are you still doing stuff?
Hey, that was funny. That sound is like a keeper.
Hey.
But Denise. Yeah, I'm kind of busy. I gotta do stuff real quick. Because I've been doing this.
I can go a little bit longer. I want you to make one more call before I call it quits. If you want to.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be like 10 or 15 minutes from now, though.
Okay.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
This is the part of the show where it gets real quiet and very, very serious. 7:50 and 45 seconds, Antimeridian, Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Savings Time. It's April 2nd, 2026. This is the Weary Whoppy. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoppy. Exclusively live on rogueserver.com/whoppy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey, Whoppy. Live.
How can I help you?
Can we use your grill real quick?
I'm sorry?
Well, I'm from the grilled sandwich shop down the street from you, and we had so much stuff to do, and we just need to use your grill for a little bit.
Need to get our... I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about. Get our grill for a little bit?
Oh, we just want to use it, because we got a lot of sandwiches here. They're all ready to go. They just need to get grilled, and our grill is all occupied.
Oh, who is this calling from?
My name's D'Angelo.
Okay, hold on one second.
Matt, yeah. Can you take this phone call? Someone wants to use our grill.
Hello?
Hello, Matt. This is D'Angelo from the grilled sandwich shop.
Yeah.
We got so many sandwiches here. We gotta grill them up. We gotta grill them up so quick and so fast. But grill's filled. So, like, if you could do like a neighborly thing for us, we could come down there and use your grill for a little bit.
Like, how long are you talking?
Well, enough for like 200 sandwiches.
And what are we grilling on it?
Like breads and like cheeses and meats and stuff.
Because I have a large party coming in about 20 minutes.
We got, like, overflow from that large party, and that's why we're so preoccupied here.
So, I don't really have space to give up my grill in, because I have a party coming in 20 minutes.
We got overspill from that party, and they're going to, like, you know, they're going to take our sandwiches and come down there.
So I really can't give up my grill space this morning.
But we got like 200 sandwiches we gotta make.
I hear you, but I got pancakes to cook on my grill. My grill isn't gonna be big enough to handle both of us doing it stuff at the same time.
Oh. Okay.
That's my issue. you know, if I had a huge grill that I wasn't doing anything on, I might be able to, but I don't.
We got like a real big grill down here because we do grilled sandwiches. Ours like. is just filled. It's like there's like 300 sandwiches on this thing.
So I'm sorry I can't help you out this morning.
Maybe we can come down later and I can show you like the sandwiches I make and stuff.
Or I can stop up later on after I get done my shift.
All right. My name's okay. D'Angelo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
And I appreciate you trying to do the neighborly.
Subway.
Hey, I'm from the grilled sandwich shop.
What?
I'm from the grilled sandwich shop up the road from you.
At D'Angelo's?
Yeah. We're having a heck of a morning. Can we, borrow your, oven?
I don't have any room in my oven right now.
Okay, we just wanted to bake some sandwiches. We got the grill is filled with sandwiches. There's this big party rolling through. They already, you know... They're stopping by at Governor's, and they're booked.
Yeah, my bread's all in my oven currently for the next, while.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. You guys, do you have anywhere we can set the sandwiches for just a little bit, then?
Not really. All my prep space is taken up currently.
Yeah, because this store is filled with sandwiches.
Oh, my.
We're six sandwiches deep in a sandwich stack here. It's filling up the table. We got sandwiches in the sink. I'm just trying to get prepared because this is going to be a busy day today. It shows we're closed right now, and we're opening in like two and a half hours. But that's just we got to get these sandwiches made.
Well, that should be a fun time for you.
It's just me, poor old little D'Angelo making all these sandwiches. There's so many sandwiches. Can I bring down one of these sandwiches so you take it for a test drive?
No, thank you.
That's a good sandwich. Oh, I like the verbiage of taking a sandwich for a test drive. Hello, I'm sorry. I set the phone down for a little bit.
You're good.
Hi, I'm from D'Angelo's. Can we do a little test drive of your sandwiches and see what we're up against here?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm from D'Angelo. I want to take your sandwiches for a little test drive to see what I'm up against.
Oh,
I can't hear that last part.
I want to, like, take the sandwiches for a test drive to see what I'm up against. Like, see what you guys are cooking with.
So you want to order a sandwich?
Basically, just to try to figure out, like, what you guys are doing and what I can do to, like, versus that. And that way it's, like, a friendly competition sort of thing.
I cannot make that call. You would have to call our higher-ups.
Oh, do you guys do sandwiches there, then?
We do.
What's, like, the you know, what's, like, your bread and butter at the sandwich?
Take our what sandwich?
What's, like, your bread and butter of sandwiches down there?
We don't have a bread and butter.
No, for the sandwiches.
Are you talking about what we sell the most of?
Yeah.
Our original, which is the ham.
A ham?
Yes.
I got so many sandwiches in this dang kitchen. I get, like, you know, like, we're trying to figure out, like how to optimize it.
I can't make that call for you. Sell a lot of ham.
I take the sandwich out and I, like, set the two breads down and then I put the stuff on it and I put that back in the fridge and then I put it all together and then I grill it. And then I sack it up, and then I just... And that's how we do it here.
Okay, we don't make a whole lot of hot sandwiches. It's mostly just cold stuff.
Do you... Sir, wait, you, like, see a way to optimize our process, though?
I guess, yeah. If that's how you guys are supposed to be doing it. You're supposed to follow the protocol.
We have to take it out the fridge, like, every time. It takes up so much time.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you want from me. I can't tell you how you do your stuff.
You know, I'm like a local, I'm D'Angelo. I just want to...
I know where you're from. You've said it multiple times. I don't know what you're calling about. I can't tell you how you do your procedure.
I want to show these, my boys working with me, what we're up against.
Okay, and you can always come in and buy a sandwich or something.
Yeah, you guys will allow that with us?
I'm sorry?
You guys will allow me to do that, then?
I mean, they're always available for sale.
Okay. I don't want us to, like, be like enemies. We are competing, but it's like a friendly thing.
Okay.
So it's like friendship competing.
Okay.
So I just want to, like, see how you're doing your sandwich. I can show you my sandwich and all the parts of that one and how it goes and everything.
Again, if you want to do something like that, you're going to have to call corporate. I can't make that decision.
Do you want to, like, personally try it and then we, like, see what we're up against?
Again, you can always come in and buy a sandwich.
Like, what's on it? Is it, like, ham?
If we're talking about our Italians, we put all of our veggies on it. There's green peppers, pickles, tomatoes, onions, Greek olives, and then whatever meat and cheese you choose.
Oh, do you guys grill it?
Our cold Italians? No.
Is there a way you could do, like, a grilled one?
We don't do a whole lot of grilled stuff. We have our grilled chicken and a grilled sausage. That's it.
Okay, because our grill's filled here. We just kind of, if you're not using it, we can come down and use it a little bit.
I'm sorry?
Our grill's filled here. We got like 200 sandwiches on the grill. If you're not using yours a lot, we just kind of want to come by and use it a little bit.
I'm not going to have time to go down there. I have
Oh, no, no, no. We can come down there. We can use your grill for a little bit.
I'm sorry, but you're not authorized to come into our kitchen unless you work here.
Could you grant me authority?
I cannot, no. Again, you have to call corporate for that.
Well, if I grant you authority to my kitchen, then, like, it will even out. So I hereby,
I'm sorry, but I'm not accepting that.
I, D'Angelo, give you kitchen permission.
Okay, and again, if you want to do a friendly competition like this, you have to actually call corporate. I cannot make this decision.
But we got sandwiches.
Yes, we have sandwiches.
I have sandwiches, too.
I'm good.
Oh, you're good?
Yeah.
Oh, did you catch any of the last couple of calls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can listen. I was in a busy area. I mean, loud.
Oh, okay.
Right. At that time. Now I'm good.
All right. This is Fran's restaurant. I think you should stay here from D'Angelo's.
Hey, it's Tom from D'Angelo's.
Oh, is that? I'm sorry.
It's Tom from D'Angelo's.
Okay.
You know D'Angelo's?
Yes.
Am I able to order a sub?
Yeah, of course. What kind of sub were we thinking?
Oh, what do you got?
We have a chicken bacon ranch or a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, that sounds good. How much is that?
Yeah, just give me one moment.
Actually, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Just that, like, I'm on a diet, so I kind of have to, like, know the ingredients or whatever, or change them.
Okay.
Can you tell me, like, what's on it?
Yeah, so the Philly steak is on a sub with mushrooms, onions, peppers, mayonnaise, cheese of your choice.
I can't have that.
Okay, and then
How much would it be without that? Without all that?
It's going to be the same standard price, unfortunately. So it'd be $10.75.
Oh yeah. And that would be without ingredients?
Yeah.
Like, I can't have any of those. Yeah.
Yeah, so, unfortunately.
It would be like nothing, just like a plate or whatever. Hey, can I ask you a question? Did you see the guys yesterday? Did you see the people go to the moon and stuff?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the first time in 50 years they went back to fly in outer space to the moon. They did a circle around it.
Nice.
Is it ringing or something? Are you ringing?
Nope.
Oh.
Are we doing SACOM or are we not interested in that?
I know, but I...
was your name Millie? Or
no.
Misty? Missy?
No, my name's Michaela.
Michaela, I was so close. Did you even tell me that?
No.
That's cool. I was that close and you know, it was like I was like reading it, you know.
Yeah.
Let me see. You are 23.
Yeah. Do we know what we're doing?
Damn. Yeah, I want one of those sandwiches with nothing on it. Like,
okay. French fries, okay?
Like nothing. I can't eat those.
Okay. Do you want any cheese on the sandwich?
If I can have it without that. Can I have it without that?
Yeah, of course. So you want just the steak and the sub, nothing else?
I can't have steak. I can have the sub. Like, not bread, though. Because could be in a bowl, maybe.
That's what the steak is.
I can't do gluten. I don't do... Yeah, but I can't have any of that. Hey,
okay.
You know they saw some stuff on the other side of the moon?
they saw like all this stuff going on, and like they were building like stuff to come attack us and stuff. Like
yeah,
these aliens.
Unfortunately, if we're not gonna order anything, though, what? I'm gonna have to let you go. Okay.
Okay. Can we hang out later and look up at the moon and try to see
I'm
the
sorry.
Guys?
Sorry. You have a great day. Okay.
All right. Bye. Love you.
I thought you were going in a different direction. I kind of want to try the direction I thought you were going in. Shoot. I guess I could ask.
Yeah, she was gonna sell me a plate of nothing for the same price for $10.
Nod woman. I thought you were gonna go a little bit more. Let's see if I can get the phone ringing right. Oh, they said no about it. It's closed. 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 Open. Hopefully they pick up.
Thank Hello? You for calling Hilton Grill. Our business hours are Monday, we are closed. Tuesday, 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Sunday, 7 a.m. till 3.
Oh my god! Ah!
Cool.
I thought I was gonna blow. Jesus Christ. This kind of sucks because there's nothing. Nothing open near the D'Angelo's. Did I call this? I didn't.
Calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Jacoby.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Oh, I said Jacoby.
Amados, how may I help you?
Hey, this is D'Angelo.
Hello. How can I help you?
Like, I'm for the grilled sandwiches.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that again?
I'm D'Angelo from the grilled sandwiches. I wanted to get sandwiches.
Oh, you want to make an order now?
I want to see what you guys have for sandwiches.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I just misunderstood. So, what kind of sandwiches are you looking for? Are you looking for something hot, or do you want, a cold sandwich?
Let's see what you got for a hot sandwich.
hot sandwich? All right.
Yeah.
We have... Sorry, I'm just trying to get the thing. We have chicken parmesan. We have meatball parmesan. Sausage parm. Angus steak and cheese. BLT. We have a chicken tender sandwich. Grilled pepper chicken sandwich. Grilled sausage. And then we have a poor boy.
A poor boy?
Yep.
Can we start, like, what's on, like, what's with, like, all the parts of a chicken parm?
So a chicken parm is $7.99 for a small or $9.99 for a large.
Okay. Like, what's all on it?
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time, please? I couldn't hear you.
What's all on it?
So the chicken parm just has, It has, breaded chicken, and then chicken tenders, and then marinara sauce, and we put our cheese on and some parmesan,
cheese.
And then we send it through the oven to toast it up at the end extra.
What do you have the oven set to?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh,
could
I'm sorry.
You
you said you put it through the oven. Like, what temperature is the oven for that?
It's set to 450, but we put it halfway through, so that's about, like, 2.5 minutes or so of going through the oven.
2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. And, like, what's our, is it on a piece of bread or anything?
Yeah, it's on one of our Italian rolls.
Italian rolls?
Yep.
Italian
rolls. How much are those, like, the rolls usually?
How much are they?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Let me see if I can find something.
I just wondered how many of the Italian rolls we gotta buy.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused on what you're asking. You wanted Italian rolls by themselves?
I wanted to, like, before we make the sandwiches, we'd like to, like, figure out, like, how much, like, those usually cost you guys.
So if we were going to do, like, a large roll, that would be $149. As, like, an individual.
And that's how much it costs you guys at the store?
That's how much we charge. I'm not sure how much it costs.
We're trying to minimize costs down here, and, like, you know, for all the sandwiches we're making. So, are you able to tell me what's all on the meatball one, then? Because we got this one down, and we just... Yeah, just get the meatball one going.
What's in the sauce?
So the meatball is we take the meatballs, they're cut in half. The small is, I'm sorry, my tablet's not loading. Small, it just has meatball, cheese, and more in Romano on top, and then also through the oven. Same as, just like the chicken parm.
All right. Is it, like, about the same price as the chicken parm?
Give me 1 second to get this loaded up on my tablet. Just restarted.
We're thinking here we could probably make it. We could probably sell ours for maybe a little bit less than yours.
I'm sorry. May I ask why you're calling?
I just want to figure out what all sandwiches you have.
Okay.
Are you writing this down? Tom!
Hey,
So for the large meatball parmesan is $8, and sorry, the large meatball is $9.99, and the small is
$7.99.
All right, Tom's writing that down. And that is that all for that one?
Yep.
Is the sausage one? What's all with the sausage one? Oh, is the meatball on an Italian roll?
Yeah, they're all on Italian rolls.
All the sandwiches are?
All the hot sandwiches are.
Okay. Okay. So I could just write that down for all the sandwiches or the recipe then.
I'm sorry. I'm going to pass you along to my manager. All right. Just one sec.
You can take your time.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, are you the manager?
Yes, I am. How can I help you?
Hey, we're just trying to figure out like what all you got by way of sandwich down there. I'm D'Angelo.
Okay.
I just need to figure out the weight. No, because I have like a dietary or something. I just need to know like what all's on the sandwiches.
Okay, which one are you looking at?
Well, we're currently at the sausage sandwich, like the sausages sandwich.
The sausage parmesan.
Yeah.
That's just sausage, pizza cheese. I mean, sauce, pizza cheese, and Romano cheese.
Sauce, pizza cheese, Romano cheese.
Most pieces. How much cheese do you put on it?
A couple ounces.
Is that like the usual pizza cheese blend of like, like Parm and the other stuff?
Yeah.
How long do you cook the sausages for?
Until they hit 135.
Okay, until they hit 135. All right, that's good to know. Now we're at the Angus steak and cheese. We want to figure out what's all on that one.
Steak, cheese, onions, peppers, steak, and mushrooms.
Cheese, onions, peppers, mushrooms.
What sort of peppers are they?
Green peppers.
Okay, green peppers. Green. How long do you usually cook all that stuff together for?
I'm not sure. What is this about?
We just want to figure out what's all on the menu. I'm D'Angelo from the Gerald Sandwich Shop.
So you want to figure out what's on the menu?
I just, like, because I have a dietary or something. And I need to know all the parts before I can, like eat it. It's not so good.
I don't have time to go through this whole menu with you and tell you everything and how we cook it and stuff like that.
Well, we're also just wondering the prices because we could probably get ours for a little bit cheaper. Maybe. And maybe you could, get some sandwiches.
So the steak and cheese, $8.99 for a small, $10.99 for a large.
Okay, we could probably, do ours maybe, $9.99. Or something, you think? You think? Or?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
We gotta get all this stuff here. We gotta get like the steak, cheese, onions, green peppers, and onions and mushrooms and stuff. That way we can get it going.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. You got me lost here. Do you want to order something, or...?
We're just trying to figure out what to order, like, what's all on it. That way we know how to do it for dietary.
Well, you can see our whole menu online.
Does it have all the parts and all the temperatures and stuff? How long do you cook the steak for?
I don't know what the temperatures has to do with anything.
So we know how to cook it.
Why would you be cooking it?
Because Oh, I'm sorry. So I know it's cooked to food safety. Like to know if you guys are doing it right.
Of course we're doing it right.
I want to, that way we don't mess it up here whenever we're trying to cook it.
I can't help you with that. I don't know what you're doing here, but I don't have time for this.
Well, what's all in the BLT then?
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato. How long, what sort of bacon is it?
All right, I gotta go. If you're gonna order something, let me know.
Well, we need to figure it out. That way we can sell it.
I can't help you with that.
What sort of lettuce? Is it like romaine lettuce or is it iceberg lettuce?
I'm gonna let you go.
Is it iceberg lettuce? Is it romaine? I think that might be a little long in the tooth, but at the same time, like, saying you're from the other sandwich shop and just asking for a detailed rundown on all their fucking sandwiches. Hey, Hootis, do you want one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Aroma Joe's. I think this is a coffee shop? Yeah. Selling coffee, they ought to be selling sandwiches too. Well, I should have talked to the moon people. Told them about the moon people.
Hey, how you doing? I want to get a coffee. How are you doing? I don't know how to get a coffee from you. What are you doing? Hey, can I order coffee?
Can you order coffee?
Can you get it? Yeah, but I just got to know what's in it because I can't have certain stuff.
I'm so sorry. Coffee. I'm having a very hard time hearing you.
Hey, can I have a big coffee? Did you see the space people go to the moon?
Are you trying to order like a single
yesterday.
Coffee? A box of coffee.
Big one. Big. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Big one. Hi.
Aww.
Wanna get a big coffee thing? I can't, have some ingredients.
Okay, what ingredients can't you have?
Like, what's in it, please?
The what?
What's in it? What do you put in it?
It depends on what coffee you're looking to get, but, I don't have the menu right in front of me. If you want to, we do have an online menu that will give you all the ingredients and everything.
No, just a regular one.
Just a regular one. It's going to be coffee, and you can add cream, sugar flavors. You can do it black with nothing in it.
No, I can't have that. I can't have any of that.
Okay.
How much is it? I can't have coffee, or I can't have coffee either. Like, any of it. Did you see the people yesterday go to the moon?
Hold on just a second, hon.
I love you. Man, what the heck? What's she checking?
Hello?
Hey, did you look outside? Or something? Did you look outside? Did you check? I don't know. You put me on hold. I don't know if you were going to check. Love?
I'm sorry. What can I help you with?
Oh, is this somebody else? I'm sorry. Can you? I'm sorry. Is this somebody else?
Yes.
I can't tell because nobody's
You didn't tell me your name, but my name is Tom. I love you. I was just asking if yesterday, you know, like if like yesterday, did you see the people that went around the thing? That went up in the thing and went around the thing? Do you see that situation incident yesterday? Can you talk now, please?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Can you put an adult on the phone, please? Is there one around?
No.
I love you. Yeah, but I mean, you have feet, and when they're all grown up, I'm gonna really appreciate them. When you're old and wrinkly. And I know that you saw the people go to the moon. Everybody did.
Did you have a problem with your order yesterday, or if there's something
yes,
I can do you for
just,
you?
Yeah. You just look up. You know, just look up. You've seen the moon before. People went to it, you know.
I don't really know.
I know. That's why I asked for an adult to be put on the phone so that we could have a reasonable conversation. Duh.
Hang on.
Yes. I love you.
Oh, I couldn't help but the ooze. I think that does it for this morning. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in this morning.
That was so good. That was funny.
Thank you for joining. Thank you. You need to come on more shows, Otis. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.